Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is November 15th, 2015. So now we'll take a look at the week that was and how the planet's positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. The main astrological feature of last week was the Mars-Rahu conjunction, which is, as I have been pointing out for the last couple of weeks, a rather worrisome combination of factors. Rahu is one of the eclipse points, the intersection of the path of the sun and the path of the moon. As such, it represents darkness. In Vedic mythology, Rahu is a fearsome demon who eats the sun, or the moon. Combining the energy of the demon planet with the energy of Mars, the planet of war, produces bad outcomes. It's an energy pattern with a propensity to create unusual, violent, and game-changer-type events. And there were no shortage of those last week. The most obvious manifestation occurred last Friday night, while a soccer match between France and Germany was underway. Explosions and gunfire ripped through Paris. Suicide bombers and gunmen struck the capital of France in the worst terrorist attack on a Western city since 9/11. The attackers struck in several places simultaneously, at the soccer stadium, nearby restaurants, and at a rock and roll concert. Note that Venus, being so close to the malefic combination, must suffer. Venus is the planet of pleasures and entertainment. Another interesting point, the conjunction is in the sign Virgo, the sign of details. The attack was, obviously, well planned out. Rahu is the significator of transformations. This event is certainly going to be a game changer that will cause Western nations to recalibrate their strategy of how to deal with ISIS. Other Mars-Rahu events of the past week. Two explosions ripped through the Beirut southern suburbs, leaving at least 43 people dead and over 239 others injured in the bloodiest terror attack to hit Lebanon's capital since the end of the civil war in 1990. This one also claimed by ISIS. Meanwhile, racial tensions and protests spread from the University of Missouri to more than 100 colleges and universities nationwide. Again, Mars is action. Rahu signifies transformation, rebellion, mobs, and boycotts. And in Greece, a general strike paralyzed that country, brought on by workers' frustration with the government's lack of ability to deal with the economic problems faced by Greece. Nor was Mother Nature left out of the picture. A 7.0 earthquake struck in southern Japan, generating a tsunami, which fortunately wasn't big enough to do any real damage. The energy pattern of Mars and Rahu continues this coming week. Although the conjunction is no longer exact, the potential for more events still exists. Next weekend, November 21st to 22nd, the moon will move into position to be directly opposite Mars and Rahu. The moon serves as an activator for any existing planetary patterns. Simultaneously, Venus will have advanced far enough in Virgo to be directly opposite Uranus, a pattern signifying upset and potential difficulties for Venus-related significations, like peace and harmony. Moving on to other things, checking in with the Republican presidential horse race. First of all, just to say that for the past couple of years, I have been pointing out that Uranus, the planet of the unexpected, the unusual, and rebellion, transiting through the fourth house of the USA chart, is a clear indication of disruption in the Republican Party. And now, Uranus is directly opposite the USA natal Saturn, the planet that signifies the established order, making this Uranus transit even more intense in its effects. And so we have, at this point in the election cycle, front runners in the GOP camp who are, if anything, unusual candidates. For months, the Republican presidential race has been animated by the party's inchoate anger about the state of the country and an equally undefined hope that somehow a candidate would emerge who could usher in an era of civic renewal. So, what happened at last Tuesday night's debate? Were there some personal attacks? Yes, indeed, and even more so afterwards. The astrology chart of the start of the debate indicates emphasis on ideas and reasons, and the discussion mainly focused on regulating big banks, immigration reform, and repealing Obamacare. There was some actual debating, along with some pretty eyebrow-raising statements, but the main takeaway is simply that the fourth debate passed without any candidate landing a decisive blow against Trump or Carson. So, the non-establishment outsiders are still the front runners, causing exasperation and confusion amongst the GOP establishment power brokers. It's a classic Uranus versus Saturn setup. So, is there anything coming that will tilt the balance? Well, yes. Mars is advancing in Virgo and will line up with the USA Saturn versus transiting Uranus pattern in December. That will definitely kick the energy upwards. But Mars isn't going to do Saturn, the established order, any favors. So, looks like more fireworks are in store for the near future. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.